This is Ozarks at Large. Folk artist Caleb Ryan Martin keeps a very busy schedule. The Fayetteville native averages about 150 shows every year at venues across the country. Last night, he performed with Mary Heather and the Sinners as the opening act of a Kelly Pickler concert in Northwest Arkansas. In between shows, Martin has found time to sign with a Kansas City label and work on his second album. These are quite the accomplishments for someone who's only 19 years old. During a recent visit to the Furman Garner Performance Studio, the young musician told Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda he's been playing guitar since he was 8. As a child, he was exposed to folk music while spending time with family in North Central Arkansas.
I grew up in kind of around Mountain View, Arkansas, which is like folk music capital of the world. And so there's like 9-year-olds like shredding banjo there. It's crazy. So I don't know. I was kind of drawn to music like that.
I've listened to a couple of your songs, and you seem to have like a very well-worn voice. And you're only 19. You'll be 20 in August.
Yeah.
So how does someone so young have such a mature voice?
I don't know. I've always sang like that.
Just years of playing?
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing live music since I was probably like 12 years old. I've never had a job. I've always just played music.
So really? Mm-hmm. This is just what you wanted to do?
Yeah, well, one time in high school, I went out and applied to like 14 different jobs in one day, and not one of them ever called me back. So I was like, I'm just going to play music. And that's what I've been doing since, and I can support myself, so.
It's a sign.
Yeah.
What were some of the places you applied to, like retail or fast food?
So I applied to Rick's Bakery like 3 times
because
I really wanted to be like some sort of like cake decorator or something. But then I applied to like Pier 1 and like, I don't know.
Like retail places.
Yeah, like retail places. Not one of them like ever called me back.
So. Wasn't meant to be.
Wasn't meant to be.
So you said you started playing at 12, and I think I read that you started playing in bars at 14. How does a 14-year-old get to play in a bar? They won't even let you in the front door as a patron, so.
White lies.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, no, not really. Like, I'd just be honest with the owner. I'd be like, I'm this age. I'm not going to drink or anything. I promise. I'm just coming to play music. And usually they're pretty cool, though. There's some that weren't, but.
So around here, you were able to play at bars? Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what your first bar was?
It's closed now, but it's called Stolen Glass.
Yeah.
Just to be here.
Uh-huh.
That was, like, the first, like, bar I ever played, like, a solo show in.
Were you intimidated? You were still a child, for all intents and purposes, and the people that were going to be there were probably 21 or older. I mean, is that scary?
It was pretty intimidating, but, I mean, I got used to it, I guess, so, like. There's only been, like, one instance where they're, like, they booked me and found out I wasn't 21 and made me leave. But
aww.
But it's cool now.
Like, did they find out when you got to the door and they're like, just kidding?
Yeah, I had my stuff set up and, like, they're like, I just asked for, like, a water or something. And they're like,
And that threw them off.
Yeah, and I was like, okay.
Aw, that's a bummer.
No, that's all right. That's the only time this ever happened. I play like 200 shows a year. So.
Yeah, you do play 150 to 200 shows a year, which is that just seems like such a high number. How are you able to manage playing so much and not get burned out?
I like the traveling part of it, you know, like going to different places that always excites me. I love traveling because, you know, being a musician, you can travel anywhere and, you know, play music.
How are you able to book all of those shows? Because you're still under 21.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you can get that many shows in that many places seems like quite the accomplishment.
Yeah. At least just being honest with, like, the owners or something, like, you know, as long as, you know, they're going to understand as long as you don't give them problems.
So how do you go about, you know, booking a show in, say, Colorado or New Mexico, you know, where you're not from? Because here you grew up and people know you and, it's, you know, somebody probably knows somebody's grandfather. And it's a little easier to get in here. But when you go elsewhere, I'm just amazed that you're able to book that many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I do it all on my own, like all the booking stuff. I mean, I'm signed to a label out of KC that helps with stuff. But, a lot of the touring things I book myself. But I don't know, I just find, like, other musicians in that area and, like, you know, just kind of go from there.
and you enjoy traveling, and you apparently do a lot of it for your music. Is that where you got the idea for the title of your album, Gypsy Livin'?
Do you
feel like a gypsy?
Sometimes, being gone that long. I'm coming out with another album next spring, 2018. It's called Freight Trains, Murders, and Lost Loves.
What's that about? All that?
It's just like, it's most like folk music or bluegrass music is like stories. And so I don't know. That's what the next album's going to kind of be about. It's like different stories and things.
And where do you get your ideas for your stories? I assume you don't have any freight train murders.
No.
That you've been a part of.
No. Just like a lot of old folk tales and things, you know.
Can you play us one of the songs that might come from that? Okay, what's it called?
This one's called Rose Connolly.
Okay.
The only girl I've ever loved, her name was Rose Connolly. I threw her in front of an old freight train. I'm lonesome as can be. Don't weep for me, I beg you, please. I know just where I'm bound. They'll come for me late tomorrow, and I'll lie next to her in the ground. My bones, I run my life from my soul. My eyes turn gray and I can't see straight, and I'm walking a lonesome road. And don't weep for me, I beg you, please. I know just where I'm bound. You come for me late tomorrow, and I'll lie next to her in the ground. I've done, the devil, he waits for me. And I'm gonna hang on a scaffold high for murdering Miss Rose Connolly. For hiring Graham, what I've done, the devil, he waits for me. And I'm gonna hang on a scaffold high for murdering Miss Rose Connolly. Don't weep for me, I beg you, please. I know just where I'm bound. They'll come for me late tomorrow, and I'll lie next to her in the ground. And don't weep for me, I beg you, please. I know just where I'm bound. They'll come for me late tomorrow, and I'll lie next to her.
Thanks. That's a fun, sad little story.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the sound of that, but I also enjoyed getting to watch you play that. You have such dexterity. You move so quickly. Do you have to practice something with your fingers to make them move that quickly?
Yeah, it's a bluegrass style of guitar playing, flat picking.
How long did it take you to get that down? Because that doesn't seem like something you figure out in a day.
Oh, no. That's stuff I've been working on for, like, a long time. But, I mean, yeah. I wish I was better at it.
I mean, from my perspective, it looked pretty good to me.
Oh, thanks.
Why do you enjoy that style of playing? Because it seems like a challenge, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I've always kind of been drawn to the whole bluegrass style of guitar playing, you know, it's fun. You know, I've tried other stuff and like this is just like fun to me. I like it.
So you mentioned signing with a label in KC, Little Class Records. How did you get hooked up with that Kansas City organization?
I was on Mudstomp Records, which is a pretty big label in KC, and so like I knew some of the artists on it, and so whenever I was probably like 16, I like hit up some friends of mine that were on that label, and I was like, I want to go play in KC.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they got me hooked up with them, and then they changed and moved to Little Class Records. So it's more of like a bluegrass cowpunk label.
Okay.
It's pretty cool though.
It's a little more, maybe a little more what you play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But I like it a lot.
So as we mentioned, you travel a lot for performances and things like that. Do you have anything coming up this summer that you're, any places you're excited to go see?
Like travel-wise?
Mm-hmm. As you're traveling and playing, is there anywhere that, I don't know, maybe you haven't been yet and you're looking forward to spending some time there?
So in 2 weeks, I'll be playing in North Carolina area, play a few gigs over there. I've never been there before. And then I play in Wyoming every little bit. That's pretty fun because
mm-hmm.
there's nothing there. And, like, the people, like, they don't really have live music there. And so people are, like whoa.
Super excited to
see
you. Yeah,
so that's really fun. I like the kind of colder areas.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like, first time I ever toured in the Gulf Coast, I was there for 2 months.
Uh-huh.
Like, last November, December. And then, like, on my way back home, I saw, like, Mulberry Mountain and almost cried.
Mm.
I'm more of, like, a mountain person than a...
Okay.
Each person.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you have enough coats to keep you bundled, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're traveling for performing, do you get to go explore anything? I mean,
yeah.
You know, Wyoming has a lot of pretty country.
Yeah. Yeah. Wyoming is cool. That was the first time I went there was like a month ago. And I played in Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting Cheyenne to be like a city.
It's not.
Yeah. No. I got there and there's like, somebody told me there's only two places in the whole town that has music.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Which one of the two did you play at?
I played at this, it's called like Paramount Cafe. It's this like little coffee joint or something.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, sure. Yeah.
So when you go back, are you going to play at the other place?
Probably. No, I'm playing in Casper, Wyoming next time.
Okay.
So I don't, yeah.
That's awesome.
So apparently that's supposed to be a cool town.
I've heard good things. So what else you got planned for the year? Just working on the new album and traveling?
Working on the new album and traveling and everything. And I'm getting married in October.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On Mulberry Mountain?
No. We're getting married on a White Rock Mountain.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Does your fiance play music as well?
Mm-mm.
No?
She, I bought her a fiddle, though.
Yeah?
She likes playing that, yeah.
And so she knows how to play the fiddle?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Are you teaching her?
I mean, from what I know, yeah.
So will she get to travel with you at all?
Yeah, she travels with me every once in a while. If it's like a weekend or something,
mm-hmm.
yeah, she'll go with me every once in a while.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Could we get one more song before you go?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it called?
This is called Ozark Mountains. This is about missing home. Shine steel and no deer trail in the home of a big old bear. And don't step foot in his home, he's better to be left alone. My Uncle Willie lives down the road from that old bear pen. He tells a tale from long ago how that bear ate all his kin. My home in the Ozark Mountains, my home is in the Ozark Mountains. Home is in the Ozark Mountains, and I can't go back there anymore. Mother, she died last fall. Later, Pa went along. I'm picking my heart from the floor, and I can't go back there anymore. My home is in the Ozark Mountains. My home is in the Ozark Mountains. Home is in the Ozark Mountains, and I can't go back there anymore.
That was Caleb Ryan Martin speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. He's performing tonight at Foghorns near Baum Stadium before heading out on the road for shows in North Carolina and Colorado. In August, he'll be back in Arkansas to perform at the Homegrown on the River Music Festival. You can find out more about all of his upcoming shows at his Facebook page, Caleb Ryan Martin. That's facebook.com/Caleb Ryan Martin. This is Ozarks at Large.